And joining us right now is author Joanne Kistler. She's got a book called Thought Menu. What if your thoughts were a menu and you could choose differently? It's the kind of the subtitle of that. And good morning, Joanne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me on this Friday. It's, we're about to move into the weekend. Yay!
Yeah, no doubt. It's exciting, and that's a good thought to have. But tell us, what is Thought Menu?
So Thought Menu is, I got to thinking, every time I would go into a restaurant, I'm married to a chef, by the way, so I'm definitely a foodie. And so whenever I would go, and I'm also a people watcher, so every time I would go into like a restaurant or whatever, and I would, I always look at other people's table. I'm sure you've done that too, where you're looking at, how they're looking at the menu, what they're ordering, what the food looks like that has been prepared, see if it looks good or not. Well, I got to thinking that, and it came conscious in my mind, it seems like people spend more time thinking about what they're going to order on a menu or what they're cooking at home, instead of being more conscious of the thoughts they think and how that affects their whole day. So the book is 365 messages. There's a message for each day that you wake up in the morning, you read something positive, and it moves you into a more positive mindset, a vibrational frequency, if you can understand that, so that you're setting yourself up for the rest of the day to go beautifully. Now, are there challenges that are going to happen? Absolutely. Let me pose it to you this way. Who or what are you allowing to sit at the dinner table in your mind? If it's not there to serve you or your family, maybe this person or that thought is giving you food poisoning, then you have a right of refusal. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it does to me. Some of us keep traveling on a path, with great challenges, and we don't know how to shift it. We don't know how to change it. So I'm proposing that, here's one of the quotes in the book. The thoughts you think and the words you speak creates the reality of what you experience in your life. If you're going to think negative thoughts, those are the type of people that you're going to draw into your life. And, if it's not working for you, then, you got to make a change. You've got to do something differently.
This is obviously something I think a lot of people talk about, that your thought process, your mindset does make a huge difference. But how do you address when people say this feels like life of Brian, always look on the bright side of life when you're getting crucified?
Well, we all have a choice in life, and it's like dare to choose differently. Sure, there's going to be days where you're not feeling so perky or upbeat or whatever, and you have to honor those moments, because what it's trying to teach you is life is about life lessons. It's about learning. It's about growing. It's about living from a heart space of love and helping each other connect the dots of this life. I feel like that's our greater purpose, because, it's not all about us. It's about how can we serve each other and help each other, and support one another when we have those down moments.
Again, the book is called Thought Menu. We're talking with Joanne Kistler, the author of it. And it just structurally, it kind of reminds me of like a number of devotional books that I've seen, except you're kind of coming at this probably from like an Eastern mysticism approach. Is that correct?
Well, do I meditate? Yes. Have I done, do I do yoga? Yes. Is it all about that? No. It's about how can we better serve God and shine our light in the world if we don't start with ourselves and look within ourselves to see what needs to be shifted and changed so that we can unlock those things. Because you know what? The things that have happened to us in childhood, such as trauma, drama, chaos, dysfunctional families, you know, all of this, you think running around in the world that it's all your stuff. It's not. Some of this we picked up when we were in the mother's womb. The thoughts, feelings, emotions, and the place that your mother was in when she was carrying you, all of that energy, because we are all energetic beings, you've picked that up. And some of the things that you're having challenges with, you need to get at the root cause of why you're going through this, what happened in your life that caused this. And many times it's ancestral, which leads into my business is called Breath of Energy, a Healing. And I help individuals uncover those aspects of understanding how their response to the external stimuli of the home they grew up in, how that affected them. And as a child, you respond to things differently because you develop skills of survival from the circumstance or situation you grew up in. And so it's time as the adult self to work together with the child and the adult in order to peel away those layers that no longer serve you so that you can rise into a higher state of consciousness for your highest and best good, the highest and best good of your family, and the highest and best good for humanity.
Again, the book is called Thought Menu, talking with Joanne Kistler, the author of it. And what do you do with those intrusive thoughts?
Well, I teach people to yell out stop, because when that happens, you're moving into your monkey mind, the judge. And that's where I teach people how to be more conscious of when that thought comes in, you know, asking yourself questions instead of making a judgment on it. Ask yourself questions. And I have, you know, lists of things that they need to ask themselves depending on, you know, what their issue is and what they're struggling with.
And what do you want people mostly to get from your book?
What's that?
What do you want people to get from your book mostly?
Thought Menu is about helping people become more conscious of what they're choosing today. And then on the flip side of that, my Breath of Energia is asking a deeper question. What happened in your life that caused some of those thoughts, beliefs, emotional patterns to exist in the first place? But, you know, I want people to feel better about who they are, because I believe we've spent much of our lives becoming who the world taught us to be. You know, my work is helping people remember who they are and who they were before the world told them who they should be.
And where can we find your book?
You can get it on Amazon. That's probably the easiest place to get it. Everybody, you know, purchases everything, that, you know, in household. We kind of learned to do that during, you know, the pandemic. So, you know, the fastest way to get it is Amazon.
All right. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for telling us about your book this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Again, that's Joanne Kistler, author of Thought Menu, joining us here on The Breakfast Club.